Today is June 25th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Anthropic's Claude Teams Slack integration and a serious cryptographic vulnerability disclosure, Shopify's documented evidence that the software development bottleneck has migrated from code generation to review, and PlanetScale's live demonstration of AI agents compressing years of database work into hours. Let's start with the number that should get your CFO's attention. Anthropic's internal data shows that 65% of their own product code is now written with AI involvement. Apply a conservative 25% productivity improvement to a 10-engineer team at $180,000 fully loaded annual cost, and you're looking at roughly $450,000 in recovered engineering capacity per year, against an estimated $60,000 to $120,000 in incremental platform cost. That's a 3 to 4 month payback window. That math comes from Anthropic's Claude Teams Slack integration, which entered beta this week for enterprise and Teams subscribers. The architecture here is meaningfully different from prior Slack AI integrations, and the distinction matters for how you configure it. Claude Teams operates through what Anthropic calls Claude Identities, isolated agent instances scoped per team. Engineering gets a separate instance from sales, with discrete data access, configurable token budgets at the org and channel level, and full audit logs of every operation. There's also an ambient mode that proactively surfaces stalled discussions and urgent items without being prompted, functioning as a persistent project coordinator rather than a reactive query interface. One important budget flag: the integration runs exclusively on Claude Opus 4.8, their highest cost tier. Model that token consumption before you deploy. The migration window is 30 days. That's not advisory. It's a forced cutover from the existing integration. Before that clock runs out, assign one technical lead to configure Claude identities and token budgets via the Anthropic admin console. Default post-migration settings may not align with your data separation requirements. Now here's where the story gets more complicated. The same week this integration launched, Johns Hopkins cryptographer Matt Green published a disclosure identifying 5 specific vulnerabilities in reasoning chain handling, affecting both Anthropic and OpenAI. Building on that, the vulnerabilities form a coherent threat model. First, users receive only a summary of Claude's reasoning chain, not the full chain. The encrypted version is held by Anthropic and requires an enterprise agreement to access. Second, unmodified reasoning blocks from one session can be replayed into a completely separate session on a different account without triggering any API errors. Third, and this is where it becomes concrete, a GPT 4.5 experiment showed that replaying a reasoning block from a session that had processed a social security number caused that number to appear in a completely separate session's output with no prompting at all. Reasoning blocks are semantically active, not inert metadata. More importantly, Green went further. By observing only reasoning block length and wall clock response time across 80 trials, he reconstructed a full hidden bit pattern from model instructions without reading any encrypted content. That's a timing side-channel attack, and it doesn't require compromising any encryption key. Finally, JSON injection into the chat stream can insert reasoning blobs, causing unpredictable model behavior, a direct risk for any developer building API-based chat interfaces for external users. Anthropic's response was that they didn't see security implications in replays or side channels and might update developer documentation. OpenAI called the findings unreproducible. Green treated Anthropic's response as permission to publish publicly. For anyone operating in HIPAA, GDPR, SOC2, or FedRAMP environments, here is the direct board-level framing. If your reasoning chains process regulated data under a single global encryption key rather than per-session isolation, you have potential compliance exposure. Green's research will enter regulatory audit frameworks within an estimated 6 to 12 month lag from public disclosure. That window is not as long as it sounds. The immediate action is not to pause deployment. It's to audit in parallel. Submit a formal security inquiry to your Anthropic account representative, requesting three things: confirmation of per session versus global encryption key architecture, reasoning block sanitization requirements for your API implementation, and a timeline for updated developer security documentation. Do not expand agentic deployments in regulated workflows until you have written confirmation on the encryption architecture question. Let's turn to what's happening inside engineering organizations that have been running AI tooling for long enough to see second-order effects. Farhan Thawar, VP Engineering at Shopify, published operational data this week that directly challenges the dominant AI in engineering narrative. Shopify's internal metrics show three things happening simultaneously. Project duration is decreasing, pull request complexity is increasing, and project ambition is measurably rising. This is the gold rat bottleneck migration pattern applied to the software development lifecycle. Solving the code generation constraint has exposed the next constraint, which is now code review and validation. Shopify's architectural response to this is significant. They replaced human primary code review with what Thawar calls a council of LLMs, different AI models evaluating different dimensions of code quality simultaneously: accessibility, security, performance, correctness. Per Thawar's data, human code review was producing approvals that still caused production incidents. The AI council reduced review turnaround from 24 to 48 hours down to approximately 1 hour. The strategic play for your board is to recognize that this isn't an efficiency story. It's a capacity story. When AI-driven code generation increases your pull request volume by 3 to 5 times, human review becomes the rate-limiting step. The council architecture scales review capacity proportionally with generation volume. The trade-offs are concrete. On the upside, dimension-specific coverage that a single human reviewer can't consistently achieve, auditable structured output, and elimination of the human bottleneck. On the downside, 4 to 8 weeks of upfront investment in review taxonomy design and model assignments, API costs for multiple frontier models, and a calibration requirement against your specific codebase's risk profile. Critically, Thawar is explicit that the engineer's name stays on the pull request regardless of how much AI wrote and reviewed it. Human accountability is non-negotiable in this framework. On model selection, Thawar makes a counterintuitive argument worth sitting with. Shopify mandates exclusive use of frontier models for engineering work. The reasoning: if a senior engineer costs $150 to $250 per hour fully loaded, and a cheaper model introduces one bug requiring 3 hours to diagnose, the debugging cost exceeds the per-task cost differential between model tiers. That's a systems cost argument, not a per-token argument. It directly conflicts with the cost routing logic you'd apply elsewhere. But the resolution is clean. Use frontier models exclusively for production engineering work. Use task classification routing for non-engineering inference workloads where model error carries lower debugging cost. Thawar also offered what may be the most honest statement from a VP engineering this year: "We have no idea how to hire for AI. I don't think anybody does." Shopify's response to that uncertainty was to scale its internship intake from 75 in 2024 to 1,000 in 2025 and 2026, a deliberate culture injection strategy to import AI-native work habits from graduates who built their careers using these tools. Now to PlanetScale, where the business case for agent-safe production infrastructure became very visible this week. CEO Sam Lambert demonstrated live that AI agents, specifically Cursor paired with an MCP integration, can autonomously optimize, shard, and roll back a production database. Lambert cited the sharding process from single cluster to 16 clusters as something that takes 3 to 4 years at certain companies. In his demonstration, it completed in hours. The critical variable isn't model intelligence, it's the platform's safety primitives. Lambert's demonstration worked because four capabilities were in place: schema branching, deploy request validation that checks in-flight query compatibility, instant schema rollback regardless of table size. Lambert's benchmark is sub 30-second rollback on tables at 600 to 700 terabytes and query-level traffic control. Building on that, the architectural principle here generalizes beyond databases. The build versus buy framing Lambert articulates is directly applicable to your AI infrastructure decisions. Buy the agent and model layer Cursor, Claude, GPT-4, and build the proprietary operational context, safety primitives, and telemetry infrastructure that make those agents safe to deploy autonomously. Without those primitives, you're not running an AI agent on your database. You're running an AI agent against your database. For teams evaluating open source tooling this week, three repositories are worth noting. Deerflow from ByteDance, sitting at 74,000 GitHub stars, targets long-horizon autonomous task execution, including data pipeline construction. Codebase Memory MCP at 12,000 stars indexes 28 million lines of code in 3 minutes with a documented 120 times token reduction for structural queries. And VoiceBox at 33,000 stars positions as a combined 11 labs and Whisper alternative with local model deployment, which eliminates voice data transmission to third-party APIs, the primary adoption barrier for HIPAA and GDPR environments. For any of these, run NVIDIA's SkillSpectre as a mandatory security gate before installation. It covers 65 vulnerability patterns across 16 categories. One more research finding worth flagging before we close. OpenAI published alignment research this week showing that a model trained with just 5% beneficial trait data outperformed a standard baseline in 44 of 53 independent evaluations, an 83% win rate with an average improvement of 9.1 percentage points. More striking, a model trained only on health domain data outperformed the baseline in 17 of 19 non-health alignment evaluations. Alignment generalizes across domains. The enterprise implication is direct. Vendors who strip alignment properties during fine-tuning to maximize benchmark scores are likely creating less reliable models under adversarial production conditions. Add cross-domain generalization testing to your vendor evaluation scorecard. Let's close with the critical risk and opportunity pairing from this week. The opportunity, the productivity math on agentic AI tooling, whether it's Claude teams in Slack, the Council of LLMs architecture for code review, or agent-driven database operations, is generating documented, measurable returns.
The compression of 3 to 4 year infrastructure projects into hours is not a vendor claim. It was demonstrated live on a production system. The risk, that compression and deployment timelines is outrunning the security and compliance architecture needed to support it. Matt Green's vulnerability disclosure will reach regulatory frameworks within 6 to 12 months. The organizations that move now to confirm their encryption architecture, configure Claude identities with appropriate data separation, and implement deploy request validation gates for agent-driven schema changes will be ahead of that curve. The organizations that don't will be retrofitting compliance controls under regulatory pressure, which is the most expensive way to get there. Move fast on the deployment. Move equally fast on the audit. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.